Okay. Good evening, everyone.
This is Z2NOV, and the name is Charles on Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net. That's occurred on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. These are the frequencies that are outside of the amateur radio band that we'll be discussing. During this net, we will also discuss what kind of equipment you would need to pick up these different signals and where you can find more information. The basic ground rules about this net and this repeater system. One, if you go to the website www.n2row.net, you will see a list of about 13 different repeaters. Please pick the one that's closest to where you are. This way you can ensure that you have the best possible signal in the system. Also, because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up, pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. This way the beginning part of your transmission won't get cut off. Otherwise, we're going to have to ask you to repeat yourself. When you're checking in tonight on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. Everything that is discussed on this net since its inception in 1992 has only been by what people bring to the net. So this is an open forum for you to discuss and ask questions about what you want to know more about. If you don't have any traffic when you check in, please say the words no traffic, no, to move on to the next station. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, you can still use our email address, which is nydxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. This way, people do not step on each other. This is N2NOV.
My name is Bill.
KA2UIJ, Jim, Lodi, New Jersey, for traffic. Okay, I heard a bunch of key-ups. I did hear KA2UIJ checking in with no traffic. Evening, Jim. Anybody else?
Kilo 2 off of Delta Charlie Park, Roswell Park, New Jersey, checking in. No traffic.
Okay, I've got a K2ADC. Good evening. And then there was a very rough signal after him. Who's that station?
AC2SYL. The name is Bill in Queens, New York. With traffic.
Negative, K,
handheld with some new firmware. I haven't heard any more details.
models when they come out.
And I reboot my browser. Something is crashing. I guess I had too many tabs open. It happens when you're trying to follow multiple markets throughout the day. Anywho, the only thing I can think about, Bill, is the PSR model somebody was talking about earlier in the week. I think it was on radio reference. And there was a comment about a new version of firmware for the year 2010. I'm not sure exactly what the new firmware does yet.
Okay, thanks. I thought there was going to be some more functionality with that model. Back to you.
Alright, but is that what you've heard as far as... Is that what you've heard as far as a new radio coming out, or just a new version of firmware?
According to what I read, it was going to be new functionality, possibly new firmware. The apps that I was able to read was suggesting that it's going to be similar to the Pro 107, where you're going to be, able to download via radio reference or some other site the complete frequency.
Alright, download the radio reference pages like the unit and newer models in the XT series.
To the Pro 107, which has the memory in it.
Alright, but the same kind of functionality that the unit in XP series is able to do as far as grab the page and make it available for the scanner, right?
Affirmative, that's my understanding.
Okay. One thing you gotta be careful of though, and things that come off of any body's page, including radio reference, including my own, is that any... I'll let the chirps go by. Any data that's on there, one, you're basically assuming that it's, one, accurate, and two, that it is something that you actually want to listen to. So just doing a blind copy and dump of the data into the radio may not help you. You still have to go through it and decide is what's being put into the radio something that you actually do want to listen to. Because, you know, I can give you every single talk group that's known outside of to do with people because they keep a lot of things secret. But I can give you every single talk group that's on their trunk system of UHF and 800, but you probably don't want to listen to even half of them. So why take up extra memory space just dumping them inside the radio? And that's assuming that the information is correct.
Sure, I agree. It's just that you'd have everything in one spot, and then you'd be able to, you don't want to listen, download, multiple times over the course of a time period.
Well, yeah, that is true. But if it's something that you will never listen to, never have an interest in listening to it, that's just eating up memory space. Also, the way it's laid out, you may want to lay it out a little differently. Like, what you're downloading off of, let's say, radio reference pages, maybe one particular agency or one particular trunking system, and everything's thrown together. But in the way that you might want to listen to things, you might rearrange things differently. And we can, a lot of us are talking about this technique back in the 90s, in the days of channels and banks, and how to maximize not only the memory space in there, because you were limited, but also how you listen to things. Like, some people might just listen to a bunch of different EMS dispatch channels, regardless of what town they're from. So,
you know, especially in New Jersey with all the small towns and the counties and whatnot, that you have so many different public service agencies, whether it be police, fire, EMS, whatever, so close together that you can easily pick them up, even on a handheld, that you might want to have one bank, as we had it back in the 90s, or now one system that you program into these new dynamic memory scanners that is just something a little from each system and throw that all together. So, again, this is not a set-and-forget kind of thing. It's easy to get it in, but now you've got to massage it, manipulate it, and, you know, map out your strategy. Otherwise, you're going to be hunting between systems, blocking different things out, just because at this particular moment you want to listen to this type of activity, or mutual aid, or I just want to listen to, you know, X. And now you got to hunt around and make sure you're locking out the right things, and hunt around and make sure you're unlocking the right things. Does this make any sense?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I agree with you. It's just that, to me, it seems that if you have everything in, you can lock out with, you know, what you don't want, and then massage, you know, what's left. I just find it challenging sometimes when I'm presented with all the information, you know, what to download. If I had it in one place in the scanner, I could probably pick and choose a little easier. That's my feeling anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately, in this type of metropolitan area, there are so many different things to download into the scanner that finding it sometimes can pain in the butt. So, just be careful. And I really, the best way of doing this is ahead of time, sitting down with paper, you know, paper and pen. And what we used to do was put, you know, one bank on a separate piece of paper and then list the channels within the bank, whether it be 10 or 20 or 50 or 100, whatever that particular model scanner had, and just line it, you know, down the side and fill in the name and the frequency and PL tone if you had that capability. But these days, the dynamic memory stuff, you know, one sheet of paper is now a system. And now, you know, play with it on paper first, and you'll save yourself some headaches down the road. That's the only thing I can suggest on that. But if I hear anything more about stuff coming out at Dayton, which, for those who don't know, Dayton Hamfest, the mecca for the ham radio operators once a year to run away from the family and either sell stuff, buy stuff, or wear funny hats and t-shirts for 3 days. I've done it. A lot of times, new equipment is announced and demonstrated at the Dayton Hamfest in Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. Okay. All right, let's see. N1MLZ. Bob, are you able to improve your signal at all? N1LZ.
This is KC2YDT, checking in to net control.
Okay, was that KC2YDT? Yankee Delta Tango?
That's affirmative. My name is Matt. I am on the expressway in Syosset, Long Island, and heading towards Queens.
Okay. KC2YDT, welcome to the net. Do you have any traffic for the net, or just checking in?
And no traffic at this time, just checking in.
Okay, understood, Matt. Alright, welcome to the net. Let's see. I guess Bob's still not able to get in where he is. Oh well, must be conditions tonight. Alright, hopefully everybody got an email that I sent out. Was it Monday morning, Sunday night? Yeah, Sunday night, Sunday evening. On the satellite orbital prediction program, somebody had made a particular request on one of the
control base coming up over the horizon, you're able to hear them. So I sent out some of the ones that were mentioned in the message on the mailing list, but also a link to a website that had a whole bunch more, which I thought was quite fascinating. And I'm sure it's not all of them, but at least it will certainly give you a good start. So if anybody has not gotten that email who's on our mailing list, you know, let me know. And if you want to be put on our mailing list, send us an email. Our email address is nyvxa@yahoo.com. We'll put you on the mailing list. Sunday evening I was trying a new mailing program from a different server because I'm shifting computers around. And it looks like it worked. It looks like it worked fine. But if anybody did not get it, please let me know.
So it seems pretty quiet at this point. This is KC2YDT with traffic. I am a brand new ham, just got in to the ham radio over with STARC over at 61 off the LIE in Hoatesville. I live in Mineola, New York. Just interested in different nets that are around and how I would go about becoming more involved in the ham radio.
Okay, Matt. Well, I gathered from the call sign, because it issued sequentially, that you just got your license within the past couple of weeks. So, you know, welcome to the hobby. Hopefully you have some mentors near you that can help you do different things, learn different things, and you know, increase your knowledge as you go along. Knowledge and experience together. You know, it's one thing to have book knowledge, another thing to have the experience. That's when you really get to understand it. This net that you stumbled on is held every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and it's for the discussion of things that are outside of the amateur radio band. Things like scanners, shortwave radio, and satellites, and television, and broadcasting frequencies, and things like that.
Hey, well, very good to know. I'm actually, I do some stuff outside the amateur radio band. I'm with a search and rescue group up in New York State, and that's part of the reason why I got my ham license. But we usually operate on the 155 frequency.
Okay, you operate at a 155 megahertz frequency? You're with a police department upstate?
Affirmative. We fall under the Department of Environmental Conservation, and we operate under the 155 area with that.
Oh, okay. And down here we don't get much use for 155, you know, stuff in New Jersey. Some of the state police sit much channels and from the UHF. It's easy for the signals to go in and out of big buildings. This wavelength is smaller.
Okay, that's a right to that. Is there any other nets on this band that has to do with the amateur radio?
On this particular repeater system or on other repeaters? There are nets going on all the time on all sorts of different repeaters. Mostly in the evenings. VHF. For the most part, some UHF.
So on this repeater.
This repeater has three nets each week. This one Wednesday's at 9 o'clock. Thursdays at 8 o'clock is the K2IRT group,
These are people who are either working for the MTA or are interested in it, you know, supporters of it. And then Monday night at 8:30 is the New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communication Service net. So, three nets so far on this repeater system.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to turn over to Met Control at this point. If you do, why do you do?
Okay, Matt. If you go to www.n2row.net, you can just see a list of the 13 repeaters that make up this system. Since you are mostly in Long Island, there are a couple of repeaters at Nassau and Suffolk County, which would make sure that you have a better signal to the system. So check out the website and use those frequencies. So make sure you get a good signal. All right, well, since somebody else is trying to check in, this is N2-1-0-B with the shortwave from Scandal Listeners 7.
Hi, this is KC2-SYL with a comment for Matt.
Yeah,
Matt, I was going to suggest if you have access to a computer and can do a search, if you do a search on New York City repeaters, you'll come up with a great deal of information about repeaters and where they're located, the frequencies and the tones and so on. And welcome to the hobby.
Old books then. Gee, we haven't seen links listed anywhere in a long time.
I would hate to think something's wrong with the system.
According to my notes here, and this is coming out of the 7th
10th edition of ScanorMaster. Different UHF frequencies that are for the Coast Guard. Let's see, Group Long Island Sound station Eaton's Neck had a frequency of 407.625. And this was as of when this 7th edition came out. And geez, that was a while ago. Let's see. In this area, around New York City, King Point, they've got it here, 409.4125, 406.565, 416.7125, 418.4125, as far as being linked frequency. The 409.4125 supposedly repeats 156.700, which is VHF Marine Channel 14, which is part of the vessel traffic system when ships are coming into the harbor area. There are other UHF frequencies, but they were listed to U.S. Coast Guard Police when they were on Dublin's Island. As far as anything being accurate of today, I don't know. I don't know what the latest is. Nobody has reported any hearing anything. So we just have to go with what we have and see what pops. You know, maybe we'll stumble across something.
I do have one question, Charlie, of H-RWC.
Yeah, go ahead.
Seems like the FBI used to use one frequency in this area quite a bit, and that seems to have changed. I put a ton of FBI frequencies in that Bob sent me, and for the longest time, they used to do a roll call every day at 10 a.m. I think it used to be on 170.9, and the last time I heard that was a couple of weeks ago, and it's far from happening every day anymore, and I wonder if you have any information on that, because I there may be some frequencies I don't have, but the list that Bob gave me was huge, and I stuck every one of them in the scanner, and it's very quiet. There are a couple that have encryption, unfortunately. How dare they? But I used to hear a lot more FBI activity, and I used to be able to set my clock every day by their roll call at, I think, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., and that seems to be very sporadic now.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've heard it myself, too. Yeah, the roll call was, if I remember correctly, was some type of interagency as well. But there has been some moving around. You know, at one time we used to have all the inputs and the outputs bunched together, and we always knew that, you know, 163 or 167, and now it's been shifted around, and we've got stuff in the 170s and 169. Yeah, unfortunately, with the NTIA being the federal government's version of the FCC for their stuff, there is no listing. There is no public database, so all we can do is frequently report to each other what we're finding. Because what may be last year is not necessarily what's going on this year. Now, there are changes periodically. And now, on top of the normal dispatch channels versus simplex, analog versus encrypted, now we've got ATLAS 25, you know, P25 digital, and there's some rumors that some of them are actually doing other things. And then, of course, overarching the whole thing is, you know, what traffic has moved off of their regular
repeater channels, and now just going on Nextel.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about the Nextel. Well, there is one, I haven't caught it to tell you what it is, but there is one frequency in the list, I believe, where there's some kind of transmission going on that I can't decode. It's not encrypted T25, it's some other digital mode, but I don't know what it is. And I haven't heard enough of it, and whenever I have, it's been so quick that I haven't been able to figure out what frequency it landed on. But anyway, well, if you want, I can email you, I think I still have it, the list that Bob sent me. It's very extensive. I honestly think there's way too many frequencies on it. But if you want, I can send it to you, and you can either utilize it to enhance your searching, or you can add to it stuff that you know is not in there, or say what you feel should be taken out of that list. I don't know. WN2NOV, WH5WC.
Well, I do have some things in this spreadsheet. What I can do is I can match it up against that and see if there's any changes in either direction. And then clean it up and just make it available.
Sure.
Send it to me. I'll take a peek at it. And I'll let you know what I've got. Maybe we can figure this thing out. It's never going to be 100%. It's not like figuring out which precinct is handling which area of New York City. No. This is very different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what is the Federal Protection Service? Is that part of the same thing, or is that a whole other, that's a whole other agency, bureaucracy, et cetera?
Basically, they're the guards for federal buildings.
Oh, I see. Okay. Very good. All right, well, thanks, Charlie. I'll see if I can still find that email. I have it buried somewhere. I'll find it. I'll send it along to you. Maybe you'll find it useful. I don't know. I hope so. All right. Back to net. M2NOV, WH5WC.
Okay, John. See, is there any late check-in before we start wrapping it up? That's what I'll be.
Pick up the ones that you don't want to.